DW Radio, your information station.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to WDW Radio Live and the WDW Newscast. I am Lou Mangiello from WDW Radio, helping to bring a little bit of Disney magic to you anywhere and anytime. Not anytime that you are, anytime, but anywhere that you are, with the live newscast, the podcast, videos, blog, trivia books, CDs, and lots more. You can get it all over at WDWRadio.com. I want to say a special thanks to our sponsor for this evening. It is Basque Skincare. And you're saying, Lou, what does skincare have to do with Disney? Well, they are, they actually have a brand new Disney baby skincare line sold exclusively at Disney Store and the Disney Baby Store. But now they got something just for mom. If you have a mom at home or a mom-to-be, they have a new skincare line. They have tummy butter, body lotion, and they've got other sort of relaxing cream. I almost brought the creams and was going to put it on, but considering, even though I look like I'm pregnant, I'm not. But they have just things for mom, for new moms and moms-to-be. You can check them out over at DisneyStore.com and do a search for Basque. And they also have a new Disney Baby by Basque contest. And for the first 20 people to post on the WW Radio Facebook page, talk about, they have this new product called Pure Bliss. It's sort of like a relaxing body lotion. The first 20 people that say, I could really have used Pure Bliss when blank. So my answer would be, I could really use some Pure Bliss right about now. Thanks to the not-so-studio audience that's here joining us. Check them out over at DisneyStore.com and do a search for Basque, B-A-S-Q. I'll put a link in the show notes this week, too. All right, let's get right to the Disney news for this week. We're going to start off in the Disney parks right over at Disney's Animal Kingdom. And when I first saw the headline that Disney was going to start offering free guides at Disney's Animal Kingdom, I just imagined there was going to be a whole corral of people waiting to guide you through the park. But what they are offering, it said, are free animal guides to guests. So now when you come into the park, you're going to get a guide that's going to have a list and photos of all the animals that you're going to be able to potentially see as you go through the park. You can pick them up at the tip board, the main entrance, and Mombasa Marketplace. It's only for a trial period. They're only going to run this through November 30th, I guess, to see what the guest response is going to be. You're going to have to make a trip over to Animal Kingdom and check out those. But sort of in the parks, out of the parks, a new Disney character is coming to Walt Disney World. I know we're all very excited to see this, probably because we're going to see it on the WDW Radio Cruise. But Wreck-It Ralph and Vanellope Von Schweet are coming to the Disney parks over at the Magic of Disney Animation Attraction over at Disney's Hollywood Studios. There you're going to be able to step into Game Central, get glimpses of some of the different game worlds on your way to Sugar Rush, where you can also meet Vanellope and Ralph. They're going to meet you at the finish line. You're also going to see over at the Magic of Disney Animation, the production gallery is going to have concept art from Wreck-It Ralph. And if you're in Disneyland, don't worry. There you can, the arcade world of Wreck-It Ralph is going to come to the Tomorrowland Starcade. You're going to be able to meet Ralph and Vanellope there as well, too. They're going to be doing a lot of flying back and forth, obviously, between Disneyland and Walt Disney World. And you're also going to meet them at the portal to Sugar Rush. And you can play around on the classic arcade game, Fix-It Felix Jr. We saw that at the D23 Expo. They sort of have a demo there. I would love to see if they actually make, as children of the 80s, and by children, I mean we're clearly all in our 40s, and then some, we remember those sort of 8-16-bit video games. Yeah. I dig that retro look. I think that's a real big reason why we're looking forward to seeing Wreck-It Ralph, which opens in theaters November 2nd, and it's going to be in 3D. Three dimensions. Wow. With the glasses. So I dig it. 3D. All in the name of research this past week. The little news from the resorts. I took one for the team because I was intrigued and shocked and needed to go over to Whispering Canyon over at Disney's Wilderness Lodge because there has been changes to the menu there. There's changes to the menu, there's changes to the prices, and don't overreact. But the skillet that we, the unlimited, the endless skillet of delicious meats and meat, no longer at lunch.
What?
I do not lie to you.
Out of your mind.
So in the past, the all
sure you're in the right place.
It was the big with the skillet and the ketchup. Yes. In the past, you can get the all-you-can-eat, listen, this body's all natural, the all-you-can-eat skillet at breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and they also had a la carte choices as well, too. I know you're in shock, just listen. People in the box are screaming. They're doing their... Somebody get this mask, some man some tummy butter. People in the box are doing their best, Darth Vader, no, as they hear this. So there's a new menu configuration. It's the same at breakfast, but lunch has now eliminated the skillet. I've been there. I've seen the menu firsthand. And dinner has now eliminated the a la carte option. So now your only option at lunch are the menu items. Your only option at dinner is the all-you-can... It's the build-your-own, all-you-care-to-enjoy family platter. It just rolls off the tongue. It's $32.99 per person. I know from dining with some of you, you know how to stick it to the man, because in there you can get a choice of three items: pork ribs, chicken, beef strip loin, citrus fish, or Western-style sausage. Yeah. Fresh vegetables, way too healthy. The Yukon Gold potatoes, baked beans, corn on the cob, a dessert sampler also included now as well too. And I will tell you, the best, I could live on the cornbread. Right? Dude. Yeah. Dude.
I didn't get any last time because your son ate it all.
What? Don't blame my 7-year-old son.
No, I mean, that's not a joke.
So the lunch menu was very interesting. I went there on Thursday with a friend of mine. They have a wide variety of appetizers, including things like pulled pork spring rolls, potato leek soup, flash fried Navajo bread, and smoked salmon quesadillas, which looked and smelled really good. I can't get away from my favorites. I had the slow-smoked pulled pork sandwich with a nice... What they do have now, you have French fries, the fresh-made potato chips, and sweet potato fries.
Nice.
Don't say ew.
No.
Like that,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
Awesome sauce.
They're awesome.
Angus Chuck bacon cheeseburger. Ready? A Chuck Wagon Angus bacon and egg burger.
Ooh.
The fried egg on top.
You out of your mind.
Right? Like sunny side up. So you bite... Please, this is a video in the making. A grilled herb marinated chicken sandwich, a turkey sandwich, a Western salad, fried fish and country chips, tuna melt on sourdough bread, I almost want that, and Kansas City style smoked pork ribs.
Yeah.
So you can still get ribs, you can still get some of that stuff. But I'll tell you, the pulled pork sandwich was awesome. It was a great size, it was $12.49. I didn't eat any, believe it or not, I didn't eat any appetizers or any dessert. I was full. So I know a lot of people in the box, a lot of people on the internets and the Twitters and the Friendsters and the Usenet news groups were up in arms when they saw, what? You don't remember Usenet news groups? on ICQ, the ICQ chat was blowing up with people because I think we're creatures of habit, right? When you think of Whispering Canyon, you think of the skillet.
Yeah.
So you can still get it at dinner. That's your only choice now at dinner. But you cannot get it for lunch. But I do like having a variety of options to choose during
the
lunchtime.
Did they keep the hours the same for lunch? Do you know?
I'm going to say yes.
Okay, good answer.
Which means I'm not 100% sure. Check with your guest relations. But yes, I'm going to assume the hours are the same. So don't know really about sort of what predicated some of these changes that are happening. You know, for a while. It was probably Scott. It's his fault. Because we have seen a lot of the lunch and dinner menus becoming the same. So you'll go to Mama Melrose's and the lunch and dinner is exactly the same here, and they're now starting to separate the two. I don't know if it has something to do with free dining, the Disney dining plan, whatever it may be. Speaking of which, by the way, pay attention. This is very important to you and my friends over there. This is the last week, the very last week, Tony Caggiano, to book free dining and room-only discounts at Walt Disney World for dates through the end of the year. You have to make your reservations by Saturday, September 29th. And you know you should make those reservations? I don't know either. But you could potentially also go to mousefantravel.com. You'll help them out. You'll hook them up.
We certainly will.
And you give free hugs, right? Don't all your agents give free hugs? Look, I didn't even book anything, and I'm getting... It's uncomfortable. This is uncomfortably long, and I don't really like that anymore. Speaking of this weekend, and we'll get to a lot of the good stuff that's going on this weekend too, if you are in the Orlando area, or if you're coming to the Orlando area, I got three words for you. Frank and Weenie. Actually, it's one word, but I broke it down to three because Downtown Disney is celebrating Tim Burton's new feature of Frank and Weenie. It's Frank and Weenie weekend in Downtown Disney from the 28th to the 30th as they prepare for the movie's opening next weekend. The AMC and Downtown Disney's 24 is going to feature other Tim Burton movies like Nightmare Before Christmas and Alice in Wonderland. Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. Ready for this? $6 a ticket.
What?
$6, that's it. And you also get a special extended Xanaland.com 3D preview of Frankenweenie. There's also going to be a meet and greet with Jack and Sally from Nightmare Before Christmas. Their first ever in Walt Disney World.
Yep.
Ever.
Wow.
Ever, right? There's also, let's see, between the theater and Something Silver, there's going to be a picture spot themed to the New Holland Pet Cemetery from Frankenweenie. And there's also going to be Frankenweenie merchandise, Nightmare Before Christmas merchandise, available both at D Street and mobile carts throughout Downtown Disney's. They will probably have a zero.
They have a zero.
And you'll appreciate Frankenweenie themed treats. And by treats, I mean delicious, sweet goodness. Right, it's food.
Yummy.
If it's shaped like Frankenweenie, it must be good, like Mickey. But that's just one of the many things that's going on this weekend, right? Friday, we've got the start of the Food and Wine Festival. Yeah. We've got our e-ticket event at the American Adventurers Club, which is going to be
epic.
And you guys don't even know what's going on. I don't even think we know what's going on, which is,
right.
It makes it, I think,
better.
Even more exciting.
Exactly.
We also have the Tower of Terror 10 miler. We've got D23's Epcot 30th anniversary stuff. That's what I hear.
Okay.
I just sort of wave as they go by.
Yeah.
Usually with my Frankenweenie themed delicious sweet treats. And Monday is Epcot's official anniversary, birthday. Same thing.
Birthday.
A lot of stuff. Birthday.
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 Birthday. Birthday.
A lot of stuff going on there as well too. And stay late, Susanna. Mm-hmm. Special illuminations tag for Epcot's 30th. That's why I'm wearing the retro Epcot shirt. And there's something else too.
Wait,
mark your calendars. Phone the neighbors. Wake the kids. I totally stole that line. But our annual Dream Team Project charity auction to benefit the Make-A-Wish Foundation of America is going on online from Friday, September 28th. Through Sunday, September 30th, we have a number of limited edition, exclusive, one-of-a-kind merchandise. I'm going to give you a little sneak peek for those of you who are watching live or watching the replay. We have a sort of a one-of-a-kind item that was donated by John Donaldson. This is a Walt Disney created a medallion by Herb Ryman. We have original art from Simon Phipps of Mickey as the Dream Finder, which we may be in a bidding war for that as well too.
Wow.
We have an artist proof of Ariel by Disney artist Greg McCullough. We have a set of 99 cards celebrating the 20th anniversary of Disneyland Paris, which are only available in the UK. We have another artist proof by Disney artist Greg McCullough of Kermit the Frog, which I really, really like. Sort of like a picture window of four different Kermit the Frogs. We have a framed pin set. I think you'll remember this lovely caricature of, as Christy likes to call it, the Fab Five from the 5 hour, what was it? That was the 40-hour show? The Fab Four plus Otis. From the 5th birthday, we have a Disney Fantasy inaugural merchandise gift basket. We have a ton of other items and experience as well, too. We're going to have maybe a dining review, maybe some other sort of co-hosting, experiential kind of stuff. By the way, I dig your 30th anniversary Epcot shirt. I like to see you representing in advance. Lots going on. As you get ready for Epcot's 30th, go back to some of the old episodes. We have recent interviews with Marty Sklar. I'll tell you later who he is.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah. Really?
Jason Grant.
Talk slow. Awesome.
Really?
Right.
Engineer extraordinaire.
Tony Baxter.
Tony
Baxter.
I know that guy.
You know the Splash Mountain, Big Thunder, 20,000 Leagues?
I got to meet him because
But you didn't know who he was. You didn't know who he was.
Wow.
And if you're here this weekend on Saturday, come to the meet of the month. It's at the American Adventure. There's going to be food and wine. I mean, not there, but in the general vicinity. It is from 3 to 5 o'clock. Anyone and everyone is welcome, so please come by. I know I am forgetting so very much more because I am incredibly hungry and really looking forward to this weekend. You can find it all over at www.radio.com. To find out more about the auction, get a sneak peek of some other items, you can visit wdwradio.com/auction2012. Be sure and come by the site, check out the blog, check out the videos. Follow me on Twitter, I'm at Lou Mangiello. On Facebook, I am Lou Mangiello. Please come by, rate and review the show over on iTunes as well. And also, Monday, oh, I almost forgot. I told you, thanks. Yeah. You are doing me no good sitting right there. Monday, wow. I'm also going to have a live broadcast from Epcot during the 30th anniversary because we are going to have not only the winners of the online auction, but announcements. Not announcements, not just big. Really
good.
Big.
Good. Let's give a sneak peek.
Just a sneak peek of some of the announcements?
No. Oh, sneak peek.
Come here, right?
Mostly because Becky doesn't want you to. Yeah. Hear something.
No.
Big announcements.
Yes.
Can I give a little hint?
Yes.
You.
No.
Why am I asking you?
Like, because.
You're going to want to tune in Monday.
Go ahead.
I'm thinking around 10. It's around 10 a.m.
Okie dokie, go ahead and tell them all.
Then why don't we just announce it?
Nobody else other than me knows that was Jim from Taxi.
Go ahead, just tell them.
I can't because Scarlett's sitting there. 10 a.m. on Monday, October 1st. Again, tune into WDW Radio Live. Stay tuned to Twitter and Facebook. I'll post it there in case there's any sort of time changes. But we will be live from Epcot with lots of good stuff from the 30th anniversary. Big, and I am not kidding. I don't use the word big a lot, except in I need a big plate of fries. I need a big drink to wash it down with. But big announcements coming on Monday that I promise will affect you. Just say one.
Just say one.
Yeah, just go.
Just scream it out.
No.
Scream and run.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Listen, if we all scatter, she can't catch us all. She cannot catch us all. But listen. That is going to do it for this week's show. Thank you so much for joining us. Come by every Wednesday night, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, over at WDW Radio Live, and also check out the podcast, the videos. Come by, rate and review it in iTunes. Very, very much appreciated. Thank you, Glenn, Becky, fixing her hair, Tony, Scott, Susanna, Scarlett, Jeff, my friends over there under the umbrella, and all of you. That's nice. It's like Blair Witch Project in here. Thank you for taking time to tune in this and every week. So until next time, well, until Monday, or this weekend, if I see you in person, free hugs. Have a great week, everybody. See ya.